Now, verse 14, we have the sixth commandment here. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly. Now, you see, this would normally follow here. Warn the unruly. And the idea is those that are out of step. Now, there's some people that actually, they really get out of step. My feeling is they're loners. They don't work with the church. They do their own little thing, and they do not support the work of God. Warn them that are unruly, and comfort the feeble-minded. Now, what does he mean by comfort the feeble-minded? Well, what he means is the faint-hearted. He's not talking about those with mental problems. Comfort the faint-hearted. Help them to get in step. There are many people that are fearful to move out for God, and they need encouraging. There's many a saint today that needs somebody to put his arm around him and say to him, "Brother, you're going to make it. I'm for you. I'm praying for you." How wonderful it is. That is the most wonderful thing. I was introduced in San Diego by a pastor down there, and he says that this man has probably been prayed for more than any other man in the United States. Well, I don't know whether that's true or not, but literally it's now thousands of letters have come to us saying, "We prayed for you. Prayed for you when you had the cancer spots on your lungs, and we still pray for you, and I certainly need it." May I say to you that we need that, the faint-hearted. Sometimes it's discouraging for all of us. Comfort the faint-hearted and support the weak. Now, there are those that are weak in the faith, and they cannot get in step. They're little babies. They wouldn't be able to march in step. And therefore, help them. Lift them up. It's like the story that we told about the little girl carrying this big, heavy baby. And somebody says, "Little girl, isn't that baby too heavy for you?" And she said, "No, he's my brother." Makes a lot of difference, you see. Support the weak. Be patient toward all men. And that means don't lose your temper. And now he's meddling, if you don't mind me saying that, because it's so difficult today, is it not, to deal either in business or in some public place with some cantankerous, unsaved, unholy, ungodly individual that definitely is trying to trip you or to abuse you in some way. Be patient toward all men. Don't lose your temper. That's what it means. Don't lose your temper.